I think many of us were under the impression that once it was announced that your rights would automatically be restored, but there is still a process, and it's still a backlog of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people.
Wilson was speaking on Friday in a teleconference call to the state-sanctioned council on the social status of black men and boys. She did say there will be commercials airing on cable stations soon that will let ex-cons know about the process of getting one's civil rights restored. Senator Wilson said that the backlog of people trying to get their civil rights restored is so extensive that the Department of Corrections has been loaning 100 employees a month to the Parole Commission to help with the backlog. But she said whether that will continue with the just-discovered state budget shortfall is questionable.
Now, I don't know if they are prepared in this next tight budget session to add FTEs, which are people, to do this. So they didn't have any last year when they had money. So I know they don't have any this year.
The clemency board in Florida is made up of the governor and the three cabinet members, Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink, Attorney General Bill McCollum, and Agricultural Commissioner Charles Bronson. Although the media has focused on the lack of voting rights that ex-felons in Florida suffer from unless they have their rights restored, rights restoration also means eligibility for occupational licenses and employment, and there are some who say that's not right. A committee formed by former Governor Jeb Bush called the Ex-Offender Task Force released a report shortly before he left office that recommended that employment and occupational license eligibility issues be redirected away from the rights restoration process. Mark Schlockman is the program director for the Rethinking Restoration of Civil Rights in Florida project at Florida State University's Center for the Advancement of Human Rights. He says the clemency process was never intended to address issues like employment and occupational licenses in the first place.
If the governor and cabinet are willing to do that, then one's rights, which would be restored, would be simply right to vote, eligibility for service on a jury, and right to hold public office. The eligibility issues for jobs and state occupational licenses could be handled by the state regulatory agencies and the licensing boards. They already have oversight authority for these occupations, and it makes far more sense to allow them to deal with the eligibility issues and the corresponding public safety concerns in that forum rather than the clemency process.
Schlockman said that it's critical that the restoration of civil rights be decoupled from the license eligibility issues because of public safety issues.
The current practice today is that it does. And once you inject that into a process that was designed to deal simply with voting rights, service on a jury, right to hold public office, you basically overwhelm the process. The board will then not be able to take swift action. There will be unnecessary investigations, costly investigations. Basically, the whole process bogs down.
There are reports of as many as 950,000 ex-felons who are without their civil rights right now in Florida, with 35,000 more people being released into society each year. Another aspect of clemency law that Mark Schlockman believes should be repealed is the rule that restitution must be paid before an ex-convict can get his or her rights restored. The same provision has been the source of criticism by groups like the ACLU for years. Still, it hasn't been addressed.
And if the ex-offender can't earn a living wage, then it is unlikely at best that the ex-offender would be able to make restitution payments as required by the court order. So, you know, what may appear to be a victim-friendly rule, that is, clemency rule, actually is at cross purposes with victims' best interest, and in this instance, both the victims and the ex-offenders. So, simply put, that rule of executive clemency should be repealed.